What does cosmology tell us about the mass of thermal relic dark matter, by Ruiyan et al. The presence of light thermally coupled dark matter affects early expansion history and production of light elements during the Big Bang nucleosynthesis. Specifically, dark matter that annihilates into standard model particles can modify the effective number of light species in the universe NEF, as well as the abundance of light elements created during BBN. These quantities in turn affect the cosmic microwave background, CMB, anisotropy. We present the first joint analysis of small-scale temperature and polarization CMB anisotropy from Atacama Cosmology Telescope, ACT, and South Pole Telescope, SPT, together with Planck data and the recent primordial abundance measurements of helium and deuterium to place comprehensive bounds on the mass of light thermal relic dark matter. We consider a range of models, including dark matter that couples to photons and standard model neutrinos. We find that the combination of ACT, SPT, and Planck generally leads to the most stringent mass constraint for dark matter that couples to neutrinos, improving the lower limit by 40. This was, What Does Cosmology Tell Us About the Mass of Thermal Relic Dark Matter, by Ruiyan et al.